Could you just explain what a show would look like? What would you be doing?
Well, in the show, we had quite a few girls when I first started, but of course it dwindled down because of money, because I think we were paid by the council. And so we had quite a few what we call spots, you know, so we had lovely flowered hats on and different suits for each one, so we had quick changes. And we had to do synchronised swimming, basically. We'd make patterns in the water, and quite complicated, so you need to be strong. And then there was divers, and they dived off at 10 metre boards. And then there was what they call the aqualoonies, and they used to jump and do silly things, you know. And actually, I had to do a few silly things a couple of times. And we had a trampoline, so I had to do a bit of an act on the trampoline with two of the men. And my skirt was going up and silly things like that. It wouldn't be allowed now, they'd be calling it I don't know what. And we had a lot of fun, but the water was freezing, absolutely. Sometimes we didn't want to go in, but we had to, and it was absolutely freezing. In May, we had to do the rehearsals on the stage, and then we had to go in and do this in freezing cold water again. But we had to walk through the each one was different. One was a Spanish influence or a Greek we've done, or different things, so we had to learn a little bit of dancing as well on the stage. Then we'd jump in, dive in and do the synchronized swimming. We did lots and lots of different things, and there was a bathing beauties on the Wednesday, and we met a lot of the stars there because they came to judge. We'd be changing in that time because we had to do a swim before and a swim after for the public. So we used to see the bathing beauties coming down with no makeup on and the headscarves on, and we didn't think they looked particularly great because we had to go in freezing water, you know. It felt like saying, go and do a couple of lengths, see what you look like afterwards. And then they came out looking all glamorous with all this tan stuff on. So I met Adam Faith in the gents' changing rooms. We had to run from our changing room right through to get to the other side of the pool, and he was walking towards us with our producer. He was very nice, and he said, he had an overcoat on. He said, "Are you to go in that water?" We said yes, and then we met various people, Huey Green and the Bachelors, different people. So it was fun, you know, and I actually went home and just cooked the tea like a boring housewife, do you know what I mean?